Report: Katrina Pearson plans congressional run, vies for Trump's endorsement. By Wendell Hasebo on March 1, 2021. Several sources expect Katrina Pearson to receive former President Trump's backing when she announces a run for Congress. A huge boost to any candidate running in a Republican primary decided by voters supportive of the America First agenda. Pearson's first hint that she would run came in an interview with Washington political editor for Breitbart News, Matt Boyle, on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday. "There is a lot of excitement about my potential candidacy, and I am honored to have so much local support. As a proven conservative fighter, from my home state of Texas, I remain committed to furthering the America First agenda. I was with President Trump long before the historic escalator ride, and I remain with him still. I will make my final decision within the next 48 hours," Pearson said on Sunday, according to a report. Sources said Pearson has held advanced conversations with a top Republican consulting firm about plans to enter the race in the coming days. News: Katrina Pearson, former Trump campaign spokes/aide, is planning to file in TX06 to run for the late Representative Ron Wright's seat. Five sources W Knowledge tell at Politics Read and I. She's also getting the Trump endorsement, for three sources. Al Weaver, at Al Weaver 22. March 1, 2021. Pearson is considering a U.S. House seat left vacant by the late Representative Ron Wright, Republican Texas, who succumbed to the coronavirus this year. Pearson, a Tea Party activist who served as a spokesperson for Trump's 2016 campaign and as top advisor for his second campaign, will not have the primary to herself. Susan Wright, a prominent Republican activist and Ron Wright's widow, also plans to run. Sari Kim, who held a post in the Department of Health and Human Services during the first year of the Trump administration, has announced plans to run. So has State Representative Jake Elsie, a veteran of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, who came within 1,100 votes of beating Wright in a race for an open seat in 2018. Wright's former district has voted for Republican presidential candidates in the past, but by increasingly narrow margins. Mitt Romney won the district with almost 58% of the vote in 2012. Trump won there with 54% in 2016. But he only beat Biden by a 51% to 48% margin there in 2020. Pearson and the other candidates who plan to seek Wright's seat have until Wednesday to formally file paperwork to run. Governor Greg Abbott, RTX, issued a proclamation last week declaring Wright's seat vacant, setting up a May 1 primary election.